Jesse drove straight over to the Paradise Hotel and picked up Cole's things from the concierge, then headed to Daisy's. Slayton almost smiled at Jesse when he walked in and took a seat. Daisy came over to him before the kid did. "He's good, Jesse. I think I'll keep him."
"Let's see if he wants to be kept."
"You ever know a man who didn't want to be kept?"
Jesse laughed. "That's a sentence I never expected to hear from you."
"You don't have to be a dog to know dogs or to get fleas."
Now there's the diplomatic Daisy we all know and love. But instead of the crooked smile and the wink he expected from Daisy, what he got was a worried expression. It looked as out of place on her as a beard.
"Jesse," she said in a whisper, leaning in close as she poured his coffee. "What's this I hear about racist flyers turning up in town? I also hear there was a cross burning. And geez, with that poor woman being attacked in Swan Harbor, what's going on?"
"Where'd you hear about all that?"
"Nothing goes on in this town I don't hear about. So don't stall or bullshit me, Jesse Stone. We've known each other too long for that. Me, I can take care of myself. Always have, always will. Don't mean I don't worry or care about other folks."
"I'm trying to track down the source of the flyers. We've got a suspect for the cross-burning, but haven't found him yet. The assault wasn't in my jurisdiction, but it's not good any way you look at it."
"Okay, Jesse. I'll send the kid over."
"Is it okay if he takes a break for 5 minutes and sits with me?" Now she gave Jesse that crooked smile and wink.
"One of the perks of being chief."
Jesse fixed his coffee and watched as Daisy approached Cole. The smile he'd seen on the kid's face when he walked in vanished when he sat down.
"Yeah, what?" he said,
that chip on his shoulder returning with a vengeance.
"I'm busy."
"Then I won't keep you long. Daisy says you're good."
"She's pretty whacked out, but she's nice enough," he said, softening a little. "She was good to take me on. I guess I have you to thank for that."
Jesse ignored that. "Listen, your stay at the hotel got cut short."
"Shit,"
Cole cursed under his breath.
"I better get over there to get my things."
"I've got your stuff."
That set the kid off. "You look through my things?"
"No, I'm not interested in your belongings. Connor packed your stuff. All I did was pick it up. But that's not the issue."
"What is?"
"Where you're going to stay," Jesse said. "And the beach at Pilgrim Cove isn't an option."
"How about the jail? You said I could spend a night there."
"I did. But what about tomorrow night and the night after that?" Cole shrugged.
"I don't know. Maybe I can get an advance from Daisy."
"That'll get you a night or two somewhere."
"Look, I'm not your problem. Thanks for landing me the job and getting me the room. I'll go get my stuff, and then you don't have to lose any sleep over me. I've been on my own for a while now. I got this far without your help."
That was the thing Jesse kept coming back to. What is this kid even doing in Paradise? Jesse understood wanderlust. He understood the attraction small-town kids felt for places like L.A., Chicago, San Francisco, and New York. But this kid was from L.A. And as scenic as Paradise was, there didn't seem to be anything here that was a magnet for someone with as much attitude as Cole Slayton. Jesse held his palms up and faced them at the kid. "You're right. You're not my problem. Come on, let's get your stuff. I'm parked just down the block."
"Just give me your keys. I'll get my stuff. I promise not to steal your shotgun or anything."
Jesse slid the keys to Suit's pickup across the table. "Your things are in the front seat of the Dodge pickup. Belongs to one of my cops." When the kid left, Jesse waved Daisy back. "The kid doesn't have a place to stay. You willing to let him stay in the back here for a few days?"
"I suppose. It's not very comfortable, but at least there's a bathroom."
"He was sleeping on the beach across from Pilgrim Cove when I found him, so I don't think he'll complain much."
"Can't be permanent, Jesse. That won't work for me."
"Understood. And don't say it was my idea."
"What's your investment in this kid anyway? I mean, he's good company and a hard worker, but I don't get it."
"I haven't thought about it much. Just seems the right thing to do."
"I've taken in a few strays myself. I guess I never gave too much thought to it either."
"You?
Don't say it too loud. You'll ruin my street cred," she said.
Can't have people thinking I'm soft.
No, can't have that, he said, standing to go and dropping a five on the table.
Thanks, Daisy.
He passed Cole Slayton on the way out. Handing the pickup's keys to Jesse, the kid opened his mouth to say something, but no words came out, and he retreated into Daisy's without looking back.